Blight County was wide open back then, with gambling and prostitution everywhere you looked, and Pap getting a cut of everything illegal, and even some things that were legal. Drinking and dancing and carousing every night, all night. It was wonderful. Oh, the fun we had in those days! For a brief moment a devil-may-care look flashed across her face. Tully still had childhood memories of his mother as a flashy young woman. He had heard old men talk about her as the most beautiful girl in all of Blight County. Is that where he made all his money, getting a cut off the prostitution and gambling? Not all his money. He and that rascal buddy of his, Pinto Jack, sold their gold mine for a fortune. Two fortunes, in fact. They had this thin little vein of gold they'd been working, and somehow persuaded a greenhorn from Pennsylvania that it would get bigger all the time. And it did. The greenhorn made a ton of money out of that mine. Pap was furious with Pinto for talking him into selling. Pinto is lucky to still be alive. Pap hasn't mellowed much. Absently, Tully picked up the linen napkin beside his plate and wiped pie and ice cream from his mustache. His mother cut the point off her second piece of pie, placed a dab of ice cream on it, and forked it into her mouth. A dreamy expression came over her face. "Perfect," she said. Even in her 60s and a little plump, his mother was still beautiful. "You always were a pie person," he said. "One of my many vices." Tully licked his fork clean and pointed it at two watercolors on the wall across from him. "I like what you did with the paintings." "Yes, well, it cost me a fortune to get them properly mounted and framed. They're very expensive museum mounts. My son painted them, you know, so I had to go first class. Why he wastes his time being sheriff, I have no idea." "The main reason is I sell only about 4 or 5 paintings a year, and I like to eat at least every other day. I can remember when you and Ginger built your log cabin out on the 80. You both figured the place would be self-sustaining, and you could spend your lives being starving artists. You a painter, and she a potter." "I remember." "What's it been, almost 10 years since she died? I remember how she used to follow you around when you went out hunting those little birds." "Quail," Tully said. He remembered, too. Ginger hated hunting, but she went along anyway, just to be with him. She would hold the dead birds and pet them before putting them in the game bag. Sometimes she would get tears in her eyes. He would think to himself, she doesn't have to come. He liked that she did, but she didn't have to. Just to be with him in the hills and fields that both of them loved. Well, maybe she did have to come. His mother was silent now, concentrating on her pie. Tugging on a soggy corner of his mustache, Tully watched her. Catherine, Rose, McCarthy, Tully, O'Hare, Tully, Casey. One of the last three husbands was dead, with Tim Casey maybe still alive, but whereabouts unknown. Had his whereabouts been known, he too probably would be dead. He was one of those persons Pap said deserved killing. Pap would have been happy to oblige if he had ever found him. Maybe he had found him, Tully thought. That would certainly explain Tim's disappearance. "How come you married the old man twice?" "I was crazy," she said. One of the things Tully liked most about his mother was her talent for focusing totally on a single thing in a single instant. In this case, the piece of pie she was eating, each bite of peach achieving its own individual identity. For this single moment, her world was peach pie. Tully could eat 2 Big Macs, one after the other, with no recognition of the fact before, during, or after the operation itself. Perhaps, he thought, that explained the 10 pounds he had gained since his last Atkins. He stared down at his pie plate. The pie and ice cream were magically gone. "Man, I've got to stop doing this." Rose looked up from her plate. "So, are you taking the night off, Beau? You should."